Hello and welcome to another Manna. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jeff Glenn. I'm a pastor here at Lighthouse, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Word each week. We've been in Genesis, and if you joined us last week, we were in Genesis chapter 40. This was the interaction between Joseph and Pharaoh's baker and butler. They had dreams, which Joseph interpreted and set them free for the butler. Not such good news, though, for the baker. But we find Joseph, now flash forward 2 years. So there was an agreement. Joseph said to the butler, hey, remember me when you get out of here, that maybe he would be able to be set free by his favor to the butler. But the butler forgets him. And so 2 years later, when Pharaoh has a dream that bothers him, and it's actually a series of two dreams in the same night. And the first dream is a dream where he's standing by the river, presumably the Nile, and seven fat, good-looking, healthy cows come up out of the water, and then shortly thereafter, seven really ugly and kind of sickly, skinny cows come up, and they devour the fat cows. And so that kind of freaks him out, and he wakes up and goes back to bed and has another dream about grains or heads of grain, and he sees seven healthy heads of grain growing, and then kind of the same thing, some withered, sickly, sad-looking heads of grain devouring those nice, plump heads of grain. And so he's troubled by it. He sends out to his magicians, who are unable to tell him the dream. And lo and behold, the butler remembers, oh, hey, there's this Hebrew that we met when we were in jail, and he was the one who interpreted our dreams, and I was restored to you, and the baker was the one who was hanged. And so Pharaoh calls for Joseph and tells him the dreams, and Joseph interprets those dreams for him, being the same dream. They're the same dream telling the same story or the same message from God, that there's going to be 7 years of plenty in Egypt, followed by 7 years of famine. And so during this time when Joseph is interpreting these dreams, he also gives Pharaoh the advice from God too, that, hey, you're going to need to appoint someone over the affairs of your kingdom to be able to collect enough of this excess crop during those 7 years, so that during the seven years of prosperity, the 7 years of plenty, so that when you come into those 7 years of famine, then you'll have enough to carry you through. And ironically enough, not really ironically, but prophetically and providentially enough, Pharaoh chooses Joseph for that job. He says, there's no one, you know, as wise as you, and no one who knows as much as you because of your God. So I'm going to put you in charge of this food gathering and later distribution. So I'm going to put you over the affairs of my kingdom. And there's not going to be anyone who's more powerful than you in the kingdom than me. I'm going to sit on the throne, but you're going to manage the affairs of the kingdom, and what you say goes. And so whoever you tell to do whatever, they're going to have to do that. He then puts them in a chariot, and they ride around. And the Pharaoh tells people, hey, bow the knee to Joseph. And so it's an excellent story coming to us from, you know, from ancient times. But it tells us quite a few things, and there's great many things in here. The first thing that we see is Joseph's posture, and we saw it in last chapter as well. But we see in verse 12 and 13. When this isn't the posture, but this is the interpretation of the dream. So this is the butler telling Pharaoh about Joseph. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream, and it came to pass. So that's the point here that I wanted us to catch in this explanation from the butler to Pharaoh. And it came to pass. We know that it indeed did come to pass. And we know that Joseph is also carrying with him his dream from further in his life, when he was when he had the dream that his brother's sheaves of wheat would bow down to him, that he would actually be ruling over them. And that dream hasn't come to pass, but we see that the butler and the baker's dream came to pass, and now he's called in to interpret Pharaoh's dreams. And so as we do that, we see Joseph's posture. This is where we see Joseph's posture in verse 39 through 41, where he says, "Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Insomuch as God has shown you all this, there is no discerning and there's no one discerning and wise for you. You shall be over my house and over all my people. They shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne I will be greater than you.' And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'See, I've set you over all of the land of Egypt.'" And so this is that interaction here, and with Joseph being set over all the land. And in verses 16 and 25, we see what God is doing for Joseph here. This Joseph's finally his posture. So Joseph answered Pharaoh and saying, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace." And then we see that God will give is the takeaway from this verse. God is the one who's giving these things. So God is giving the dreams, but he's also giving the abundance and the position of power later on. And then in verse 25, "Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, 'The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do.'" And so God is showing. So Joseph's posture of heart is, this is all from God. It isn't me. I don't have any special powers that I can conjure up on my own. This is God using me to show you these things. Anything that I'm going to tell you is going to be from God. And again, we know that even the magicians of Pharaoh didn't have any match power for God's power. So in all of this, Joseph sees God working in all things, and he gives God this credit and his due. He's worshiping him in these moments, actually. And so that's an encouragement for us, an encouragement for you today, is to look for and to expect even God to be working in every circumstance in your life, including and especially the ones that are tough, the ones that you don't quite see what's going on yet. And as we'll see next week, there's a lot more going on here. So until then, stay encouraged and stay in the Word.